in 1 Corinthians 14:3, but he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. Circle that in your Bible, underline. If you don't write your Bible, make yourself a note so you know what a prophecy is. When you prophesy, this is what takes place. And a couple other translations is speaking words to his fellow men, words that will build up faith. His words have power to build, gives people a constructive message, helping others to grow in the Lord. That's a prophecy. Sometimes people come up, they want to rebuke the church. And if you ever get a word and you believe it's from the Lord, and it seems like it's not like what this describes, come up and tell me, and we'll go right over and talk to Kirk. Because there has been times where people have had a word for our church that shouldn't be spoke right now, but they're hearing something, and it should come from leadership. Sometimes they need a heads up. So that's how you handle that. But prophecy, yeah, in your Bible in 3, it says, he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men, speaking words to his fellow men, words that will build up faith, words that have power to build, gives people constructive message, helping others grow in the Lord. Carissa.
Okay, believe it or not, I hate speaking in front of people. I'm more of an espresso. Richie is decaffeinated, definitely. But thank Jesus for that. But one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is 1 Corinthians 1:27. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. You know, my mind works very quickly. You know, the world calls it ADHD, but it does. You know, me and Richie could be having a conversation. He's like, oh, a butterfly. I'm like, oh, a butterfly. It's hard for me to concentrate, especially if I'm being overstimulated. So the fact that the Lord even uses me in prophecy is a miracle. And he's glorified in my weakness because his grace is sufficient. Okay, so that was the second gift of the Spirit the Lord used me in. And so when the Lord started using me in prophecy, you know, the Bible says you prophesy according to the proportion of your faith. Well, the one thing I had faith in that he gave me was that he wanted to speak to us all the time. He didn't always speak the same way, but he always wanted to speak to us. So he would speak, and my mind, it's coming out of my mouth, but it's not cohesive. And, you know, the leadership was amazing. Bill came up to me one time after church, and he was so loving, and he was so awesome, and he goes, listen, we know they're the Lord. But he goes, I don't know how, but maybe you could save some stuff for next week. He goes, I don't know how you and Jesus are going to figure this out, but the people aren't able to absorb what's being said. And he did. I received it. I asked the Lord, don't use me for a couple weeks. And the Lord cleaned it all up. I mean, still sometimes, you know, spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You're getting up in front of all these people, and it's very... There's a lot of faith, or maybe just a mustard seed until you get up there and then the Lord takes over. But the enemy can attack you at that time, your flesh. So, you know, it's difficult, but it's possible. If the Lord can do it through me, believe me, he can do it through anybody, anyone. And so how the Lord would let me know he was giving me a prophecy was... He would just start speaking, like Rayo said, like he would deposit things in my heart or in my mind. And how he started off was he would give me part of his heart, like what was on his heart, part of his character, like, for instance, worship. So he would give me this strong, it was almost like I could feel what he was feeling about worship. And then to start, it was just four words, because I read King James, thus saith the Lord. That was it. So praise Jesus that the leadership judges and that they let the Holy Spirit lead and that they're able to correct us. That really, truly is amazing. And so that was it. Bill's like, okay, all right. And so the Lord, that's all he would give me. And then, you know, the Bible says we prophesy according to our faith. So the Lord wanted to push me a little because it was easier for me to be told at that time what to say. Because I didn't want to forget. So those four words, and then Jesus would take over. Then he'd start giving me the prophecy a week before, 3 days before church, That takes more faith for me because I think I can mess it up, or, but the Lord works it out. I don't know how he does it. Something happens in worship, and he calms down my flesh. I mean, ask Bill, Pastor Kirk, we go up there, I'm shaking. Nicole's the same way. Abby, anybody who goes up there, they're shaking, I'm upset. I'm like trying to worship. I'm trying to listen to his voice. And his Holy Spirit meets me in my weakness, and he takes over. And I'm grateful for that, because he uses the weak things. And, you know, he really gave me a heart to comfort and to encourage, because that's his heart, those who are suffering. So I notice as well, sometimes, you know, in Joshua, I don't remember the scripture exactly, but he said, Joshua encouraged the children of Israel, the men who were going to war, what he was encouraged with. And sometimes the Lord will do that. He'll put it on my heart. People are suffering in the church. He won't tell me why. He won't tell me what's going on. And then he'll give me a prophecy. Sometimes it's just a knowing. I just know. He's going to speak. I know I'm going to have a prophecy. I may not know what it is, but he'll tell me when to go. It's like I get a permission when to go. Sometimes he picks the songs when to go. It's like the song after correlates. The Lord's amazing. He really does it for us. I mean, we have to respond. And I wanted to encourage everyone also. Luke 12:12 says the Holy Spirit will bring his teachings into remembrance. When I first started coming to church, and when I first started being used in prophecy, I'd never been to church before. I hadn't even been through the Bible one complete time. Okay? The word's implanted into our heart. As I sought the Lord, he brought these scriptures. I mean, scriptures I read one time that I didn't even consciously know I knew, the Lord would speak through me in prophecy. So there's really a faith that he grows in you. And it's every time you obey the prompting of his Spirit, every time he tells you, I mean, it's scary for everyone. Everyone. You're in front of an entire church. Just obey. And if you're not sure, there are so many people who will be willing to love you and help you and pray with you. We're human. We're vessels of the Lord's glory. He says, you know, he's put his glory in earthen vessels. There was a time where he gave me a prophecy and I mixed up the prophet's names. And Pastor Kirk got up and corrected it. And he said, you know, this was a prophecy from the Lord. The Lord's not wrong, but I mixed up their names. Okay, that's why they're here. You know, Jesus is perfect. We are not. So don't let pride or fear hinder being used, because let me tell you something. It is amazing after that obedience, despite your fear, despite your nervousness, despite your mistakes, the elders will correct it. You know, we stutter, we say things, the Lord is faithful. And so I just want to encourage you, keep seeking. And if you desire them, pray for them. Pray for the spiritual gifts, because the Lord wants to give them to you.
I'm going to say something. People who would think that these girls just want the attention, it's true. She comes up shaking. She'll come up Sunday morning shaking. And I'll say, what do you have? She goes, I think I got a prophecy. Do you want me to pray for you? Yes. So it's not like a fun thing. It's really out of obedience to the Lord.